Hello, welcome to Q&A with Terry A. I apologize, I haven't been able to get my iTunes up this morning. This is your opportunity to ask me questions about calcium bentonite clay, and I look forward to having a load full of questions in the inbox. Let me go over here and find them. I was messing around with my iTunes trying to get some music on, and for some reason it wouldn't pull up today. You know how computers are. They get a little ornery. Or it could be a human error, right? Okay. Questions today. Sydney from Portland. After drinking 1 teaspoon of clay in a glass of water several times a week, I'm finding that my eyes, nose, mouth, and skin take clay baths as well are dry, dry, dry. Is this a symptom of side effects using clay, and will things moisten up? No, it's not a side effect of taking clay. Actually, when you get out of a clay bath, it should be very, very, your skin should be very smooth. You're taking a rather diluted solution. If you're using a teaspoon in a glass of water, you're barely getting a dose of clay. It's a teaspoon to 2 ounces of water. And I prefer mixing up a large quantity, like for a 32-ounce bottle, you would use a half a cup of clay. To a 16-ounce bottle, you'd use a fourth of a cup of clay and shake it real good. Let it settle, let the heavier particles settle to the bottom, and the top will stay emulsified, and it will look like kind of like the thickness of chocolate milk. And pour 1 ounce of that and drink that, and that will equal to 1 teaspoon of clay. But you're diluting it in a lot of water, and it's not as effective that way, although it will work some, as it is in coating your insides, and particularly if you're first starting out on it. I think if you do a clay facial on your dry skin, let it dry and get a little loofah brush and wash it off in circular motions. It's got a little exfoliating there. We get dead skin cells on the surface in the wintertime, and it takes a little exfoliation. The clay will dry it and wants to debride to slough off the dead skin cells, and sometimes it's harder to peel up, and it takes a couple of applications and a little a rough wash rag kind of going in a circular motion to scrub that dead skin off to the new soft skin underneath. So try that, and I think it will help you tremendously. Because clay generally really makes your skin soft, and drinking it helps the skin. It gives you a glow. Your skin takes on a glow. People talk about how their skin glows. So take it in a little more concentrated amount, and that would be 1 to 2 ounces twice a day of the premixed 1 to 8 ratio like I was talking about. Thank you. Jay says, how long to wait to take medications after your clay? It's a very good question, and I can't answer that. You need to call your pharmacy, tell him which medicines you're taking, and ask him, how long does it take me to absorb this medicine into your body? Once it's absorbed into the bloodstream, you can take your clay anytime. Okay? And every medicine is different, so you really need to call your pharmacy. That's what they're there. And they can answer those questions, or they can look it up. Don't let them say, I don't know. Ask them to look it up. That's what they're supposed to do, is answer our questions. Thank you. Brenda White in Bradford. I use Redmond, and it is a sodium bentonite. Is this a good clay to take internally? I've been using it for 3 weeks now internally and feel pretty good. Redmond is a reputable company. It is a sodium bentonite. It's not going to hurt you. Some people have good results with it. I prefer a calcium, but that's just me. It is a low sodium. It's not one of the higher sodiums. So, you know, if you like it, you might want to try sometime and compare. I think it's a little bit grittier and grainier than the living clay, but, you know, it's your choice. So if you're happy with it, keep on keeping on. Thank you. Joy in Michigan. Hi. Would you consider that a clay cleanse would be as effective as a coffee enema for detoxing? If so, what daily regimen would you recommend? On a cancer diet, I am on it. It calls for 4 to 5 coffee enemas to detox. I'm crippled with arthritis and make these enemas most difficult to do. Can you email me personally? It would be more comfortable answering that way. Thank you. Love your Versatile Clay products and have been using them for many years, for many things. God bless you for making it available. Joy, I certainly will email you, and I will address it a little bit also. A lot of people do a clay psyllium coffee enema, where they mix clay, psyllium, and coffee together in their enema. But I agree, it's difficult to do. And if you have crippling arthritis, it might be difficult for you to get in the bath, in and out of a bathtub, in which case I would suggest a foot detox. The bottom of your feet is one of the places that our feet sweat. That's why our shoes get stinky, particularly in the summertime, because our feet sweat. And it's through those pores of the skin that clay pulls out the toxins. So if you can get you a plastic, like box, kind of dishpan size where you can mix up some clay mud, about a 1-to-6 ratio. You want it kind of soupy, not as thick as the application, but not as watery as the liquid that you drank, somewhere in between. And soak your feet in it, and if you, you know, you have to put some towels down, or I go out on my porch and do it and just sit there and read a book with my feet in a tub of clay, and then I have a towel there, a wet towel that I can wipe them off, because you don't want to try to walk with it on your feet. You'll get it on your carpet. And if you step on linoleum, it can be really slick. So be sure and kind of wipe it off when you get through before you try to walk on it, and see if that doesn't help you to detox. Coffee enemas are good. Coffee enemas with clay are good. If you wanted to do a clay enema or add it to your coffee enema, I would add 2 ounces of the liquid clay. But I think you can get just as effective result drinking the clay, because it's going to go in there and cleanse your colon and help it also. And any toxins that are stored in there, it'll pull out before they go into the body. So drinking clay and do a foot soak, I think, will help you very well. Let me copy this so I'll have your email address and go put it in a Word document. And then I'll get back to the next question. Thank you for waiting. You know, it just occurred to me, I'm trying to talk with my retainers in, so I'm going to take a minute to take those out because I may be lisping a little bit. All right, that's better. Jody says, when making the teaspoon of clay with 2 ounces of water, can you mix anything else with it for taste? Yes, some people put a little stevia in it, or xarbitol, whatever sweetener you use. I'm trying to think what you can mix. You know, for my grandson, I put it in apple juice. You can mix the 2 ounces and then add some apple juice to it, and it really tastes like apple juice. Just leaves a little chalky taste. I think when you first start taking it, now I like to mix a bottle full instead of mixing it one at a time. People want to know how much one single serving is. So on the jar we say it's a teaspoon of clay and 2 ounces of water. Shake it well and then drink it. But I really like to make it with a bottle full because it's a little nuisance to have to go in and mix it every morning. Of go ahead and make it by the bottle full. For every 8 ounces of water, you want to use 1 ounce of clay. And 1 ounce of clay is a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons equals an ounce. There's not a measurement for 1 ounce on your measuring cup. So 2 tablespoons is equal to 1 ounce, and I use kind of a rounded tablespoon. And then shake it real well. So if you want to make 16 ounces, you will double the 1 to 8. And your 1 ounce becomes 2 ounces, and there is a measurement on your cup for 2 ounces. It's a fourth of a cup of clay. So, you know, you can add it to juice. Some people put it in their tea. You can have a mint tea or a chai tea and put it in that. So, and a lot of people put it in their smoothies to drink. So try some of those and see if you can find what really works for you. After a while, you get used to the taste, and if you just chug-a-lug it, I use a little shot glass, and I have a 2-ounce shot glass and a 1-ounce shot glass, and then I just drink it down, and then you have a little chalky taste in your mouth, and if you take a sip of water, that's gone in an instant. So there are some suggestions for doing that. Telebath, I'm not sure I'm saying your name right, sweetheart. I would like to know how to best use the bentonite clay to heal foot fungus, toenail fungus, and cellulitis. For your toenail fungus and foot toenail fungus, you want to smother that clay thickly in clay, because it's got to work under the nail and through the nail. So put a big glob of the clay mud on your toe. Take a little saran wrap. Actually, I just sit outside and prop my foot up when I had it and let it dry. And, you know, with a lot of clay, it may take 30 minutes to dry, and you can usually the first time feel a little pulsating as it's sucking out that fungus. And you'll have to do it more than once because that fungus gets way up in there, so it's got to pull it out from under the nail bed. So do it a couple of times a week for a month, and then you're going to have to wait and let your toenail grow out before you can see the results. But when the toenail grows out, it should, the pocket, the white pocket of dead toenail tissue with a fungus in it, should start growing out, and good pinky healthy, thinner nails should be behind that. It'll take a little while. As far as cellulite, use the clay mask. Wrap it in some saran wrap or Glad press and seal. You can put sweatpants over it and leave it on for half a day. Do it on the weekends and try that and see if that doesn't help with that. You know, ideally in the summertime, put a bathing suit on and put it on you and go out in the sun, let it dry, and then go in and shower off. Go to the beach and take your clay with you and put it on. You know, who cares what you look like? Put it on and let it dry, and then go get in the water. And it'll also, when you put it on, it acts as a sunblock. It's kind of a dry sunblock, but it definitely keeps you from sunburning. And if you do get a sunburn, use the clay for that, and it will take the burn out and turn the skin to tan. It's amazing. You don't want to wait till you get a hard burn, but just put that cooling mud on there and leave it on there, and it takes that pain away. And just sometimes, just in a matter of hours, your burn turns to tan. So try that this summer. There's a summer tip for you. Dean from Poughkeepsie. How does clay react with mercury amalgams? Is it safe? It's safe, and it catches any leaking mercury. It doesn't hurt the amalgams. Over time, amalgams seem to shrink a little bit, and they start leaking mercury. I'm not sure if they're shrinking because it looks like it'd fall out of the tooth if it was shrinking, but somehow it starts leaking mercury. If you drink a little clay before you and after you brush your teeth and swish with it a little bit, when you brush, you kind of agitate that amalgam, and if it's leaking, it's going to leak a little more. So swish with it after you brush your teeth and just spit it out or swallow it, either one. The clay will hold the mercury. A lot of dentists we have used the clay and have their people drink the clay before and after having their amalgams removed, and use it, you know, right after the removal, have them swish with it. So it's not going to deteriorate your amalgams more. It doesn't, clay doesn't harm dental appliances. I had braces for 3 years, and I used to pack my gums in clay and brush my teeth with it, and it never rusted my braces. So they have non-deteriorating elements that they use in your mouth. So, yes, it's safe to brush with it, and it's even beneficial if they are leaking. Thank you. Good questions today. Robert in Fort Worth. Yay, a town I can pronounce. And a fellow Texan. Will living clay taking internally remove tapeworms and other parasites in the colon? I have recently had a testimony of a lady who had tapeworms in her liver, and she was drinking an unheard of amount of clay. She was drinking a cup of the liquid clay 3 times a day. She also had cysts on her liver, and she went back later and they checked it, and the parasites were gone, and the cysts were gone too. She had 4 cysts and they were completely gone. You know, you need to be aggressive with tapeworms and drink a lot of clay. Tapeworms really get embedded, so you want to do like she did, you know, and you want to build up to it gradually. You don't want to just start taking a cup of clay overnight. So start with 2 ounces twice a day and then go to 3 ounces and then gradually build up to you taking a half a cup and take that for a couple of days. And then you can gradually increase and move up to your cup of clay if you need it. The trick is to be tested and retested and see when you have removed those tapeworms. And Tamika in Round Rock, Texas. Oh, another Texas girl. What is the deal with colonics? Are they really necessary, and can you get a good enough cleaning from clay and clay baths? To me, colonics seem like something I would never want to do, but I am having trouble with sluggish digestive system and constipation. Are colonics something I should look into? If you take a colonics, we have a lot of colonics people who have their customers drink the clay before they come in for their first colonics so they can get a better cleanse. We have a lot of old fecal matter stuck in the crevices of our colon. This blocks the absorption of indigestion of your food and the nutrition. So the colonics flush it out. Clay will also pull it out. Gradually, you'll have to, you know, drink a larger dose of clay, and it is known to pull it out. But one colonics wouldn't hurt you, and it would be very good. But start drinking your clay beforehand, and they'll be amazed at what a good release you have. And once you get cleaned out, start taking some good probiotics as well as the clay, and maybe take them a little bit apart. You don't want to take them right together. Although clay does have some good microorganisms that help with the digestion and breakdown of your food, and so it's good for that too. I'd look into taking one. I've had one, and you know, they're not as bad as I thought they'd be. I just wanted to see what it was like, so I did one, and of course I'd been on clay, and they did get a little bit out, but not very much, not as much as some of the people that I was in this place with, and they gave you colonics, said that they just crapped them out, and mine was very small, so the clay does work. So thank you for that question. And good colonics is, you know, good for the sip. It just helps the clay get everything out, and it really opens up those crevices and flushes it with water, is how it works. Well, we're out of questions for right now. I've had some really interesting testimonials lately on the clay and colon, and helping the colon. One lady, she was the one that was drinking a cup a day. She'd been in the hospital with these tapeworms and things, and she started taking the clay when she was in the hospital and didn't tell her doctors. And she had serious colon problems all of her life, and they wanted to do surgery and remove a good bit of her colon and may possibly have to put her on a bag, remove enough of her colon that she had to defecate through a bag. So she didn't want that, and she just kept drinking the clay, and she went home, and her spleen dropped through her intestine, and she went in for emergency surgery. They were worried about her going septic and about having to remove the spleen. They got in there, and they removed 8 inches of her colon, didn't have to remove her spleen. She didn't go septic, which is infection from, the leaky bowel contents getting into your system. And when she woke up, she had 5 doctors standing around her, and we said, we want to know what you've been doing that your intestines has gone from that of a 70-year-old woman to that of a 20-year-old woman in 4 months' time. They had been working with her for 4 months. And she told them about taking the clay. And after the surgery, she put the clay on. She took it to the hospital, and she would just put it on and wash it off before the doctors came around. And they said her healing time, she was 4 weeks ahead of the normal healing process. And when they took the staples out, there wasn't any rust on them. So it had, they used the staples and things they use are like things in the mouth. They didn't use things that are going to deteriorate. So she is just a big advocate for clay. She also had a friend call her because he had gone in and he had cirrhosis of the liver. I'm going to try to talk and go in and open the testimonial of his. And I can't do 2 things at once, so bear with me for a minute, because this is an amazing testimony and I want to get it right. He had cirrhosis of the liver, and they had pretty much told him that he had 3 months to live, and to go, he had like 15% of his colon left. Okay, let me see. What did I put it under? Here it is. He had hep C and sclerosis of the liver. And this was from the lady who was drinking the 1 cup 3 times a day. She said, I was contacted by a woman named Wendy that said her 60-year-old clean living husband had been diagnosed with hep C and sclerosis of the liver. He only had 5% of his liver left. The doctor told him to put his affairs together because he had 6 months to live. He lives 2 hours away and heard my story. I sent him my treatment plan and made him wear a poultice every night, a clay bath every day, and he did this for 3 months. He felt so much better. The doctor wanted to make him quit the clay because his liver enzyme count was going through the roof. He listened to his body, kept drinking the clay. By 6 months, 30% of his liver grew back. He was no longer yellow. His urination problem was gone. White blood cell count was good. Back to work full time. And after 1 year, his hep C is negative. So that is a wow story. And she was the one that was drinking the cup 3 times a day and lived in her area. And they had heard about her story. So he went from 5% left of his liver to 30% in 6 months. In 6 months, 30% of his liver grew back. Now, to me, that is a mind-blowing, amazing testimonial. I just, it's hard to even fathom that. So, well, we don't have any more questions right now. Well, I'm going to address the people that are new to clay that might not know very much about it. And some of you already know this, so bear with me. Clay works from multiple directions at one time. It has a 9.7 pH, so it wants to bring the body into balance. It's homeostasic. We are usually way over acid. Our skin's acidic, our insides are acidic. Acne and skin problems are a sign of this over-acidity. So the clay seeks to balance your acidity. It wants to bring you into a normal range. As long as I've taken it, my alkalinity has never gone to the 9.7. I stay in the 7 to 7.4 range. That's beneficial for anybody and everybody. It has the detoxing effect, the pulling out of the pores of your skin of chemicals, toxins, heavy metals, mercury, lead, arsenic, radiation. It can pull these things, fluoride, chlorine, it can pull them out through the pores of your skin, the sweat glands. It cleanses internally. It parasites like it, they go to the clay and they get swept out of the body. It's healing. It brings blood flow and oxygen to the surface. You know, it's a stimulant that when you put it on your face and let it dry, your face gets warm. It's literally pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin. And that oxygen and blood flow is what we need for cellular repair. And aside from that, clay has an energy to it. It's energized to the volcano. It has this high negative charge. So it's a negative charge magnet looking for a positive charge. And beautifully as it is designed, your positive charge are the bad things in your body. So it goes after that. It has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do. And it will go to the highest concentration of bad things first and clean that out. It is not addictive. You can stop anytime you want to. You won't have any withdrawal symptoms. It's safe to take for pregnant women. Aborigine women were the first one to take clay, and they craved it. And they felt better during their pregnancy. I just got an amazing testimony of a young girl that had 4 children. The last child, she drank clay during her pregnancy. She didn't get sick. She felt good. Kept her from having heartburn. She said she had a very healthy baby and the easiest delivery of her 4 children. And those are some of the things that they have professed in other books about how it helps you during pregnancy. It actually helps the fetus develop. It stops that acid reflux from the pressure of the baby pushing against your stomach. It's an amazing product. It's not a drug, so it doesn't work like a drug. It doesn't kill bacteria. It captures them. It cuts them off from their source of nutrition, and they die a natural death. So you never build up a resistance to the clay like you would to antibiotics working. The bacteria build up a resistance and are no longer effective. So that's not the case with clay. As an enzyme, it works with the body to help the body heal itself. They're co-creators, they're co-partners in healing. So an enzyme from the body attaches to the clay particle, and together it can make amino acids, which can make peptide chains, which can make proteins, which can make vitamins. It can actually make things that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So it's a co-creator with the body to heal itself. These are amazing facts about clay. I know it's mind-boggling. Now, clay is an aluminosilicate. It's got aluminum in it. It is not the dangerous man-made aluminum ore. It's a natural free aluminum, and it's found in the clay molecule. So there's no danger from taking it, no danger of the aluminum. The aluminum is very beneficial in helping you absorb phosphorus in your body and other things. It's beneficial to the working of the clay. the minerals that are in clay are in parts per billion, very minute amounts. And they are locked together. The heat of the volcano kind of made a chain link fence. And the links are welded with an oxygen molecule. So the oxygen molecule creates a tight bond that holds all the minerals in the clay particle. I kind of like to describe it as like baking a cake. And when you bake a cake, you have all the ingredients. And when you mix them together and you bake it, where did the ingredients go? You don't see the egg, the flour, the sugar, the vanilla, whatever else you put into your cake, because it's baked together and now you have a new element. You have a cake. You went from individual ingredients to a cake. Well, the birth of the clay to the volcano, all these minerals are baked together and they come out as a clay particle. And the minerals don't break out in it. You will get a little bit of calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium in the cation exchange layer, but it's not enough to be a significant amount. All right, I have a few more questions here. And for some reason, I can't see the top part, but let me go up here and see if I can move this over. My top bar has, I clicked out. Let me see if I can get back. Okay. Greetings, Miss Perry. I can't see the name. It's not letting me pull my border over. Oh, here it is. Naomi in Washington, D.C. Greetings, Miss Perry. It's been suggested that I may have heavy metals in my system that are causing my skin to present with what appears to be acne cysts, painful under the skin, hyperpigmentation areas. I want to soak in clay bath and remove as many toxins as I might be harboring. How long do you suggest I soak each time? Once I've removed a significant amount of heavy toxins, will the clay not turn as dark? Is there a color chart of what's being removed, or is the only color reaction the result of black clay? I appreciate your time and assistance. I don't know what type of clay you're using. If you're using a black clay, it should be black. Many times people who are highly toxic when they take a clay bath, when the clay pulls out a lot of toxins, it will change the color of the clay. I had a gentleman who worked in a chemical plant for many years, and his first clay bath, the clay turned into a black goo-like stuff. It literally had to be scraped out of the bathtub, and the fumes were, the lady had to wear gloves to clean out the bathtub, and she could smell the fumes, so she put a mask on. He was really, really toxic. Now, most people, the clay does not change color. However, there are some. I had a gentleman who pumped diesel for 17 years, and when he took his first clay bath, there was an orange ring around the tub, and he looked at it and said, oh, my gosh, that's the color of diesel. And I had a lady who smoked cigarettes 2 packs a day for 40 years, and her clay turned brown. And it took two or three baths before it cleared up and got the normal color. Drinking clay is also very important to these acne cysts because there's an imbalance on the inside, and I know these are painful. They're the hard knots, usually on your back or sometimes on your face. I think you should drink the liquid clay. Use the clay mask directly on your face. Let it dry and wash it off. Soaking in the clay bath. If you get your bath really, really hot, which opens the pores real good, take a bottle of water or electrolyte drink with you to drink so you don't dehydrate and get woozy when you get out of the tub. And it's sort of like being in a hot tub. They say don't stay in more than 15 to 20 minutes because you might faint, as some people have in a hot tub. However, our baths do not maintain the temperature like a hot tub does. So just notice how you feel, and if you're drinking water and electrolyte drinks, you shouldn't get lightheaded. Some people stay in longer and soak longer. You want to keep the clay stirred up in the bath and try to get down in the water as much as possible. I roll up a towel behind my head and kind of scooch down, and then I take a cup and I just keep pouring it over me and stirring it up and feeling my legs. You can literally feel the slickness on your legs, and you rub it and it goes away and it feels like skin, and a little bit you feel the slickness again. And that's the detox going on. Once I've removed a significant amount of heavy metal toxins, will the clay not turn as dark? It should not. And again, I can't tell from this if you're starting out with a black clay. There are not very many black clays, so I haven't seen many black clays. I can't imagine a black clay unless you're using charcoal added to your clay or something. And I really think the clay alone works better. So if you want to email me something about that and have more information about the type of clay you're using, please let me know. Any of you, if you want to email me, my email is perry@austin.rr.com. That's A-U-S-T-I-N. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y-A, at austin.rr.com, and I'll be happy to field your questions. Dean and Poughkeepsie again. I love saying Poughkeepsie. When I mix 1/3 ratio for a clay mass, the texture comes out clumpy. Is it normal or am I doing something wrong? 1 teaspoon of clay with 3 teaspoons of water. 3 teaspoons of water is 1 tablespoon. You want to put a teaspoon of, okay, for the mask. What you're doing is stirring it, more than likely, right? You need to shake it. And I would use more clay, at least a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of clay to 6 tablespoons of water, and shake it real good. Clay lumps. It gets wet on the outside and dry in the middle. If you try to stir it, it's kind of like trying to stir your flour in water and making lumpy gravy. If you shake it, you break those lumps apart and they hydrate. And generally, after you shake it, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to absorb the moisture and expand and get to that creamy state. So I think it's how you're mixing it. Never, ever, ever stir clay, because it will instantly lump, stick to your spoon, be real hard, and it's a mess. So I think if you mix it that way, you'll have a much different result. All right, let's see if we have any more questions. Dean again, my sister-in-law has a small dog with stomach cancer. Can clay be given to small pets for treatment? Also, can it be given to small pets for preventative medicine? If so, what is the recommended dosage? Absolutely. And you really can't overdose. You know, I say for small dogs, give them a rounded teaspoon of the clay in their food twice a day. If you have a hard time getting them to take it, most of them go to it and just eat it. They like it. We have some pets that won't eat their food if you don't put the clay in it. But if they don't like it, put some on their paw or their nose and they'll lick it right off. Also, yeah, it can be used preventative. We have a lot of people who feed their pets clay every day. It helps their hair coat, gives them more energy, keeps them from becoming arthritic. And we've had old arthritic dogs that couldn't jump up on the furniture or go up the stairs anymore. In 3 days, they were upstairs on their daughter's bed. So it's definitely good for your pets. We have a lot of people that give it to their cats and their dogs on a daily basis. And, you know, it's good for them. They've done a lot of research with livestock and sheep. It helps their wool production, and their wool is more consistent in strength and longer fiber, healthier fiber. Helps your hair will grow faster, your nails grow faster when you're taking clay, so the same thing goes for your pets. And my daughter brushes her dog's teeth with the clay. She gets a little toothbrush and brush your teeth because he gets bad breath. And I think if you give, when they start getting that bad breath, if you start giving them the clay and feeding it to them, it'll help that also. Good question. Thank you. Talabaya. I know I'm not saying that wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Just read an email from my niece on the West Coast. She says she is sick, has been sick at the tummy for about 3 weeks. She only feels good when she is sleeping. And when she wakes up, the tummy is sick. She is traveling a bit more than she used to due to her job. She's eating at airports and so forth. How can she use the clay to feel better? Also, do you have a vendor in the Oakland, California area where she can purchase the clay without waiting on mail? Actually, we haven't got into the stores out there. There may be a few mom-and-pop stores that carry it, but I'm really not certain. We're getting into stores. We have brokers, and we're starting gradually, and we're starting a new broker on the East Coast now and in the Colorado, Kansas area. So you'll be seeing more clay on the shelves in that area, and we've already done Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, the Whole Foods and Central Markets, and lots of mom-and-pop stores there. It takes us a while to get across because we want to educate the staff as we go, and it's a slow process. If you just put it on their shelves and they don't know where it is and haven't used it and tried it and know about it, they won't refer anybody to it. So it's kind of a slow process of getting it across the world. So a gift, I would definitely have her drinking the clay, 1 ounce three times a day. Anytime she feels her stomach upset, go drink some clay. I've had people with low gut pain for a year, day in and day out. They're just constantly aware of it. One lady came to my house trying to sell me insurance. She started talking about her problem. I gave her a little shot glass of clay. She drank it. 15 minutes later, she said, "Oh my gosh, my pain is gone. This is the first time I've been pain-free in over a year." So it works very good for the tummy. And particularly if she's on the run and not eating right, she definitely needs to do it. If she should be one of the 10% to get constipated, have her take over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams, one twice a day, or a smooth move tea, whatever to keep her janitorial services working. Generally, at first, when you get constipated, it's called as pulling out old crud that's stuffed up in your lower colon, and it plugs the pipes. It's dark and stinky and smelly, and it's cleaning house, but the debris is kind of hard. Also, she needs to drink water during the day, and she can gradually increase it. Anytime her, you know, she can take it three times a day, and then anytime her stomach's bothering her, go take another little swig. It's not going to hurt you. It goes in the mouth and out south. So thank you for that. And get her on some of that liquid clay. Naomi in Washington. Thank you, ma'am. I haven't used any clay yet. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought I read that clay turns black while soaking as a reaction to the detoxing process. I haven't purchased any yet. I wanted to ensure I was using the right type to ingest. Okay, great. No, that doesn't happen very often. It can do it with people who are highly, highly toxic. They will notice a change in the color of the clay, like the examples I gave you. But I took it and I got out. I was so disappointed because my clay was just the same. So I guess I just wasn't very toxic. And probably depends on the type of toxins you have, like the lady who that was plugged up with nicotine, and the guy that had been around diesel all his life, and the one that had worked in a chemical factory where he exposed to chemicals day in and day out. So don't expect for it to turn black. It's still working. You can't see it, but it's working. I've told this group numerous times about the 3.5-year-old boy with 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. They wanted to give him the chemical IV injection into his bloodstream. He'd have to go in twice a week and be hooked up to an IV. And he's 3.5-year-old and sit there for, I don't know how many minutes while this IV dripped into chemicals into his bloodstream to clean the toxins out, the lead out. Well, his dad gave him 2 clay baths a week for 3 months and gave him a tablespoon of the liquid clay twice a day. When they went back, they tested him, and his level had dropped to 0. And the doctors wanted to know what he had been doing to get that. They were amazed. It may have happened at 2 months. We don't know. He waited 3 months to test. So 3 months is kind of the line that we use. I've always heard take clay baths for 3 months to give it. Some of these heavy metals and toxins get stored real deep in the tissues and the joints of your body. So it takes a little longer to pull them out. And then some come out real quickly. I think the clay actually stimulates the release of the toxins. I don't think it could do all it could do if it was just pulling it out, but somehow it stimulates letting go of the toxins. So maybe it's because it's bringing blood flow and oxygen in there and stirring things up so it can be pulled out. If you like, I'll recommend you what I think is the best clay on the market. I don't want to say it on the air because I don't want to be advertising clay. This isn't an advertising site. It's an educational site. And I will email you and let you know, a good type of clay that take internally that's tested, and they have every batch tested, and it comes back pure. And they don't sell it if it doesn't meet federal food grade standards. So it's as pure as the food you eat, probably better. All right, we're done for the day. I'm a little gone over time, but it's been great being with you. I appreciate all the questions. I'm going to go back to our phone and see if anybody on the phone has a question they'd like to ask, if I've neglected anybody on the phone. If you would like to ask a question, if you will press star 2 on your phone, it will open the line and you can ask me your question. So I'll give you a little bit of time to decide if you want to speak out in public. Again, if you'd like to, you can email me at perrya@austin.rr.com and I can answer you there. I'm not seeing anybody's little microphone light up. So it's been a great day. It's spring here in Texas. I hope the weather's beautiful where you are and the flowers are starting to bloom. Texas is full of their beautiful blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush, and the bar ditches up and down the highways are just a gift of nature. So go out and enjoy this beautiful weather. Take your clay, be well, be safe, and I'll see you next time. This is Perrya signing out.